The good thing was, you know, I think probably all three of those we got some good pressure on for those interceptions. But anytime you get a pressure on a guy, you can create a little, put him in a little adversity, you know. So we had guys that stepped up and made some plays.
Was that as big a defensive stand as this D has done all year? That last drive?
The last one? Because it got us back on the right track. I think win the game. We've had some good stops, but getting a stop like that at the end of a big game like that, I think it's not just big for this game, but it carries over, you know. It gets this team in a which we have a lot of young guys playing too, in a tough situation, a high pressure situation on both sides, and that'll pay off, you know, down the road.
It's still scary though. Here they are. I mean, that's still scary, dude.
That's football, man. I mean, it's crazy. I think that, you know. You can never give up on anyone in the NFL, especially Brett Favre. He's been doing it for 20 years now. So he's got a lot of magic left, and luckily we were able to hold that off today.
The way everybody's celebrating this win outside, I mean, you could tell the fans. Could you tell the fans wanted this quite a bit, too? I mean, just to beat Favre?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was good. You know, our first Sunday night game at home, that alone makes it a great atmosphere. And then playing the Vikings, huge rival, whatever, all the other stuff going on with Favre's situation. It's... creates for us. I'm sure the TV wasn't too upset about it. I'm sure the TV guys were loving that. It was a great atmosphere, and it's just good to get a win. I mean, we've been fighting so hard now for weeks and weeks trying to get these type of wins, and it was good to get one tonight.
For Chicago for the division lead right now.
Yeah, I mean, that's good, but it's a long season. We know we gotta keep going, and it's not really about anyone else. We feel like we kind of, if we take care of our job, we'll be where we want to be. So. This is one tiny little step, and we got to keep moving.
Another pick for you. Is this going to happen regularly?
I hope. That's the plan, isn't it? That'd be nice. Yeah, it was good. I think on that one, Brad Jones was hitting him as he threw it, so that stuff helps a lot. They had a kind of a different formation lined up against us. Had four guys to one side of the ball, and when you do that, you're always going to have one or two guys coming back. So I was one of the inside guys. I actually had one of the easier jobs on that play, just to wait basically for a receiver to come back, and Barron came back and then got across my face, and Brad hit him and made him throw the ball behind the receiver. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I haven't been here real long, but this is my fifth year, and it's huge to get the momentum in a game. And I think we were kind of, as a team and mainly as a defense, we were on a wall at that time. You know, we came out kind of on fire as a defense, doing well, got up, and then they got in their rhythm as an offense, and we're really rolling against us, running the ball well and completing big third downs and scoring touchdowns. So we needed something, and luckily we got that, and it's crazy how fast it can switch, though. We had the momentum there real quick, and it seemed like everything was going well, and then bam, they come and score on us, and it's even back out against us. We just had to find a way to make those big plays to turn the tide.
You said once you get the first one, you might get another one and another one.
Sometimes we're hoping. I mean, it has nothing to do with him, really, but just every defense, you always talk about turnovers kind of come in bunches. It just, for whatever reason, that happens. And what happened tonight. And I mean, Bishop's pick and getting the score was huge for us. And then Nick Collins' interception is one of the best I've seen, jumping over a guy and doing that. Nick's been doing that for years. Does it in practice all the time, so it was great to see.
DJ, you had so much more pressure tonight than those games against them a year ago. Do you not just pull out a lot more? The game plan, use a lot more.
No, I mean, I think guys were just winning
a lot of cycle late. And
a little bit, yeah. I think we just tried to change it up a little bit, but guys were just winning in one-on-one battles, and that's kind of what it's about. We weren't calling anything crazy. You know, I say it all the time. Football's not rocket science. We just want to put pressure on the quarterback and try to get turnovers. And tonight that happened, but we didn't do anything crazy.